It was not on my initiative at all. I was aware in April 97 that there was a general election coming up. But I saw no role for myself except as a voter. The background is that Neil Hamilton, who was had for 14 years been the Member of Parliament for Tatton, was obviously a Conservative. He was under a bit of a cloud at the time. He was accused of lots of things in The Guardian, some of the minor ones, like not declaring all his interests, he admitted, but he always denied that he took £20,000 for asking questions in Parliament. But he was under a cloud, and the whole affair was parked by Sir Gordon Downie, and the Parliament wouldn't decide until after the election. He was sitting after redistribution on a theoretical majority of 22,000, which is huge, and the local Labour and Lib Dem parties, the national parties, knew they couldn't dislodge him alone. So they came up with the idea of somebody outside politics running against Neil Hamilton as an independent, and they, Labour and Lib Dems, would stand their candidates down. Now, the obvious person to do this was Terry Waite, who actually comes from the Tatton constituency, but it's said, part of the legend, I don't think it's true, that he turned it down on the grounds that he'd already served 1 4-year term as a hostage and didn't want to do another. And various people put themselves forward, were suggested. Well, in the first week in April 97, I was opening an exhibition of Bosnian war photographs taken by a mate of mine whose partner in life at the time was Kate Hoey, Labour MP. And she looked at me meaningfully across the dinner table afterwards and said, "Why not you?" So I said, "Well, I'll think about it." And you know, the most regrets of my life have not been about what I have done, but what I haven't. I said, I kicked myself for not trying. It also helped that I was out of favour with John Burt, the Director General at the time, so I didn't see my career in the BBC going anywhere. So without having the slightest idea what I was getting into, I said, OK, consider me.